think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. 6 November 1985, approximately 11:35 in the morning, Bogota, Colombia. An assault begins, launched by gangsters against the Supreme Court, the Palace of Justice of Colombia, leading to bloody-minded massacre. That story is today relevant because one of the gangsters participating in the planning or building of the organization that assaulted the Palace of Justice is now the president of Colombia. His name is Gustavo Petro. You've heard me talk of him as a former member of the M19. Well, it was M19 and other aspects of the gangsters of those days that assaulted the Palace of Justice. This informs the background of a new column from Mary Anastasia O'Grady of the Wall Street Journal editorial page, the columnist and the America's editor, of a man named Plazas, Alfonso Plazas Vega, who now abides in Florida. Mary, a very good evening to you. The predicate for this is the assault and violence in 1985. But the departure today for Mr. Plaza's fate has to do with legislation in the U.S., Torture Victim Protection Act. What is that, Mary?
Well, the Torture Victim Protection Act, which was signed by George H.W. Bush in 1992, was designed to basically allow people living in the U.S. who had been victims of regime brutality in other countries like Cuba or Syria or the Soviet Union to basically sue in federal court for compensation. And when George Bush signed this, he recognized that while it was designed to do what I just described, it could turn out to be a tool used in politically motivated suits. And the reason I'm highlighting that here is that's exactly what's happening to this Colombian colonel who's been brought into federal court in Florida.
He is being charged with bad acting in the 1985 assault. But Mary, let's do some common sense here. He was the army rescuing what they could in the Palace of Justice. So how is it that he's being accused of crimes when it was the gangsters themselves, M19, who committed all the crimes?
Well, you know, John, you this is precisely the question, and in particular because Colombia was a democracy. So Plazas Vegas was the colonel who was in charge of the tank unit, and they used tanks to go into the Palace of Justice to rescue the hostages. And, you know, it was a very daring attempt at recovering the control of the palace. There were more than 300 people inside the building. The guerrillas were executing Supreme Court members. They executed 11 Supreme Court justices. But other people died also inside. And the civilian government, the elected democratic civilian government, gave the army the order to go into the palace. And Plazas Vega was the hero of that rescue operation. They rescued something like 263 hostages. The M19, most all of the M19 died in that battle. And they have never forgiven the military for what was a military victory at the time. And so they tried to flip the narrative, to say that the military had committed crimes, human rights crimes, the kinds of crimes that George Bush was talking about when he passed the Torture Victim Protection Act. But the problem for the M19 here is they don't have any evidence. They don't have any evidence. This colonel was detained in Colombia in 2007, alleging that he had disappeared some of the hostages inside the building, presumably because the army had accused them of being responsible for letting the guerrillas in. And he was kept detained for 8.5 years and finally exonerated by the Supreme Court. Why? Because, number one, he couldn't have been in charge of disappearing hostages because he was inside the palace fighting the battle. And secondly, he was not in charge of the command center that was processing the survivors as they came out. He wasn't even in charge of that. That was the Colombian intelligence, military intelligence. So he had no command over there, and that's why he was exonerated. And yet these people who have decided to take him to court in the U.S. are ignoring those facts and forcing him to go to litigation in Florida federal court.
This is called lawfare in other countries. And right now it involves people who are sympathetic in some fashion to the left of center. One of those left of center people is Gustavo Petro. I mentioned him before, the now president of the country. So I have to believe in some fashion, Mary, these dots connect to the palace and to Gustavo Petro. How does this help Petro in some fact? Are they looking to rehabilitate M19 after 40 years?
Yeah, I should just add to what you just said that the person that they claim that Colonel Plazas disappeared is a guy called Carlos Horacio Oran. And it's his daughter and two of her sisters who are bringing this case to court with, by the way, attorneys from a very left-wing NGO in the U.S. And she now works for the Petro government. She's an advisor to the foreign ministry, whatever that means. There's no mystery that she has connections to Petro. And what does Petro want? He wants to rewrite the narrative from the 1980s, because he lacks moral authority. Here's a guy who was involved with this very bloody terrorist organization, and now he's the president of the country. But everywhere he goes, people say, oh, yeah, he's a former terrorist. So he would like to expunge that record. And the way he wants to do it is by rewriting the narrative by saying, yeah, we were bad, but the military, they were worse. And this would be, you know, a way of putting that on the record.
Mr. Plazas, former Colonel Plazas, does not have the scale of dollars that you indicate what defense will require. So what is his alternative? He confesses? He doesn't fight the case? What happens next? We have a couple of minutes.
Well, the only thing you can do there is basically allow default. Now, he did file for a motion to dismiss.
Right.
The court said the burden is on the defendant to show that this is not acceptable according to this court of law, but he would need an army of lawyers to go through that process, to go point by point through his case. He doesn't have the money for that. So his only option is to answer the court, which he did, and to then allow what they call default. And once you allow default, the only thing left is for the jury. It's a jury trial, the jury to assess the damages. So it's really an abuse of a law that was meant, like I say, for undemocratic countries that commit human rights violations. Colombia in 1985 does not qualify.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady writing about a day that is an infamy in Colombia, 6 November 1985. And yet it is in the imagination of the man now president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, a proven part of the M19 that assaulted the Palace of Justice. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.